This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
How are you today? Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. A lot going on. We're at the time of the year where there are just so many fun things to do, and the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is offering many of those. And let's just sort of start out with Nate Williams, who has a You have things written up and down your arm. You must have a lot to cover today.
We got a lot of stuff going on, Bart. You know, I have to come in prepared, you know.
Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, you know what I'm here to talk about, Bart, is we've got our bicentennial celebration coming up, starting October. Mm-hmm. We're really excited that the mayor has established a steering committee to figure out the best way to celebrate Murfreesboro's bicentennial celebration. And we thought we all love this community so much, and Murfreesboro is such a great place to live. It didn't do it justice just to do it over the course of a day or a week or even a month. We're doing a whole year-long celebration for the Murfreesboro Bicentennial starting in October this year, and it'll run all the way through next October. We're really excited about it. Each month has a theme and different ways we're going to engage the community and really celebrate kind of where Murfreesboro's been and end up to where Murfreesboro's going. But what we're really excited about right now is we're going to have a kickoff celebration at the City Plaza on October 17th. And this is going to be just a huge event to really celebrate kind of a birthday party for the city of Murfreesboro. We're going to have a big cake. We're going to have some guest speakers. Bart Gordon's going to be there to kind of talk about Murfreesboro, kind of where we've been, where we're going. The mayor's going to be speaking. We're going to have just a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. We're really excited, and it's a free event. We're really encouraging the local community to come in and just be a part of this big celebration.
What time will that start?
It's 11:30 to 1 p.m., and we're going to have some food and refreshments and like I said, it's free, and we just want people who might be around within walking distance of Civic Plaza to come around and take part in this celebration and make sure they remember this part, you know, section of history.
That is a real milestone, 200 years.
200 years.
So people need to be there and celebrate.
Yeah, in October. It's going to be fun, but we've got a year-long celebration. If you want me to, Bart, I can run down kind of
sure.
what we're going through.
Yeah.
In October, the theme of the month is Our Heritage. November, we're focusing on our beginnings. December, we're going to pay tribute to our teachers because that's such a vital part of the community, you know, kind of where we come as a city.
Very definitely.
January 2012, we're focusing on our healers. February 2012, our people, just kind of our multicultural feel to the community. March 2012, our military. April 2012, our faith. May 2012, our arts. June 2012, our rivers, roads, and rails. July 2012, we're going to do our music. August, we're going to do our stories. September, our work. And then October, we're going to finish it up in 2012 with our future.
You know, I'm thinking that there probably might be somebody who's listening who hears these topics and thinks, well, I've got something I'd like to put into there.
And that's what we want to get out right now is if anybody has anything that they'd like to do to celebrate the bicentennial, this is not exclusive to city staff planning these things. We've got agencies and organizations all around doing some type of special event. Mm-hmm. And all we want to know is what people are doing to commemorate the event. It doesn't have to fit specifically into that theme for the year. It could be anything, but we just want to make sure we have it documented. So, 100 years from now, when people are celebrating another centennial, that we can, you know, show them what we did on our bicentennial. And this is open to everybody. We encourage people to do things and commemorate and be a part of this this great year for the city of Murfreesboro.
Yeah, when you look at these movies like Back to the Future and different historical documentaries like that one, you think sometimes when they're planting time capsules, that's such a neat thing. Are we going to plant a time capsule?
That's in the works right now. We're trying to figure out what's going in it and where it will go.
We could stick it in the well up on the square.
It sounds
and the next person who finds that well, they'll think, what is this?
Yeah, that sounds good. We're open to ideas. We're also looking for a commemorative project to do commemorate the whole year of events.
Oh, that sounds so great.
If anybody has any questions about this, though, like you said, we really want people to do their own events. They could be just a few people gathered to celebrate, or it can be huge, or, you know, it can take existing events and then, you know, take a bicentennial spin on it, put that feel on it, and we just want to make sure we have it noted. And any other questions about that can be, you know, people can call our main office at 890-5333. And if they want a special event form to fill out and send back to us, and like I said, we're not here to approve or disapprove special events. We just want to make sure it's documented and then put in the scrapbook for the year.
And that's so important. And there are so many historical events that tie to the bicentennial. We don't want to leave any of those out.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're discovering new things all the time.
Absolutely.
That tied to those early years when Captain William Lytle and Hardy Murphy and all the gang were having fun at Canonsburg, and Lytle decided, hey, that's the wrong name.
Yeah, that's right. I know, John Hood is working on right now, working on contacting some of our founding family descendants. Mm-hmm. To talk to them, just kind of see their perspective on Murfreesboro, and
they probably
get their
have
story.
Some local history,
in their
heritage that they've saved.
And another thing that we want to do is we want to document people's stories through this process. We don't want to lose that. We want to make sure we capture, you know, people's stories of growing up in Murfreesboro, what they remember, what's special to them, and we'll be having opportunities like that throughout the year. I know in October, you know, that's our month to really bring in the heritage, start it off. We're starting with the kickoff celebration on October 17th. And then, of course, we've got Harvest Days on October 22nd. And that'll be a bicentennial feel to it. Really excited at Canonsburg. But Melinda Tate's here, and she started to organize another event. It's a tree planting day.
Tree planting.
Well, actually, it's called Family Tree Day, and it will be at the St. Clair Senior Center, and we're giving away 200 trees. They're all native to Tennessee, and families can come and pick up a free tree. We're also going to have a genealogist there. We're going to hand out family tree posters that people can fill out and maybe start researching their roots.
Oh, neat. And when will this be?
That will be Saturday, October 29th.
Okay, is that October 29th? Mm-hmm. And what time will that
From
be?
From 10 till 1.
10 to 1, okay. And that's over?
It's at the St. Clair Senior Center, but it's not limited to seniors.
Okay, for the whole family.
Yes.
Very good. And that is a free event.
Free
also.
Event.
So circle that one. Saturday, October the 29th. We're going to learn so much about the community, and I think that's great, getting families involved, tracing their roots. A lot of people may discover that they have just moved here in the past few years, but if they go back far enough, they may have family who are here, from here.
That's so right. That's
you
right.
Never know if you don't check it out. And so Family Tree Day, that's a neat neat event. You have another event coming up, too, over at the park, at Old Fort Park.
Well, at Old Fort Park, we've got the Greenway Arts Festival. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got so many events going on, I'm having a hard time separating them. The Greenway Arts Festival is September 17th from 10 until 4, and it is at Old Fort Park. And it is a fine arts festival. We'll have music. We'll have vendors with food, and it's always a good, relaxing way to spend a Saturday afternoon looking at fine art.
Very definitely. And what a great location too. Plenty of parking over there. Plenty of items for the whole family to enjoy. Food, things like that.
Oh yeah, it's good for the whole family. It's presented by Friends of the Greenway, and it's another way to show off our Greenway system.
What a great facility that is, too. And while we're talking about the Greenway system, Nate, haven't some new sections just recently been completed in the Greenway?
Well, we've got our Case and Lane Trailhead, and I know we're really excited. Fall is such a great time for people to get out on the greenway. I know Melinda has been working really hard on coming up with some new ways. We've got our Gateway Challenge. I tell you what, in this time of year, after we get out of the hot, we're starting to feel a little bit cooler. People are just getting out. Melinda, talk a little bit about what you're doing with the Gateway Challenge.
Sure. It kicks off tomorrow at the Gateway Island, and we're trying to encourage people to walk 30 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And I've discovered that it's more effective if you have a goal to work toward rather than just saying, oh, I think I'll walk tomorrow. That's what people tend to do. But if you have a goal to work toward, then you're more likely to actually do it. So the Gateway Challenge is between tomorrow and November 2nd. That's 71 days. We're trying to get people to walk 50 of those days. And we will have registration tomorrow at the island from 10 until 2, or I'm sorry, 11 until 2. Friends of the Greenway will be giving away ice cream and water, and we'll have tours of the island.
You'll have to walk music. An extra lap for ice cream to get it off.
We'll have frozen yogurt and sherbet there as well.
Okay. Is tomorrow through when, did you say?
Well, the registration, you can register any Wednesday. Mm-hmm. At the Gateway Island. We'll also have a registration form online at murfreesborotn.gov/parks.
Okay.
And you can download it and either mail it in or bring it in on a Wednesday. This is honor system. You don't have to walk with us, but every Wednesday at the Gateway Island, we'll have groups walking together.
Is there a time frame that's going to happen?
The group walks will be from 11 to 1.
Okay.
And we're thinking that's a good time to take a lunch break, maybe bring your lunch with you to the island, and we've got tables there. It's just a really pleasant place to have a picnic lunch. And it, not only is it great physically, but it's a good mental break in the middle of the day, too.
Beautiful place. We were over there this past weekend and thoroughly enjoyed it. But you're encouraging people to walk a half hour every Wednesday or every
day? Every day.
Oh, every day.
Well, okay. We know that's difficult to do sometimes. So we will have certificates and prizes for anyone who runs 50 of those 71 days.
Okay.
And also 40 and 30. So we've got different levels.
Okay. So you, you'll be your own judge. Now, you can start out aiming toward 71, and if you miss that a little bit,
you
shoot
still
for
have
50.
A chance for 50, yeah. And then if you miss that, 40, and then 30.
And this starts tomorrow and goes until November, when did you say?
November 2nd is when we will be giving out the certificates and prizes at the Gateway Island.
Okay. For people who are scratching their head trying to figure out where is the Gateway Island, where is it? And where do you park once you get there?
You can park off of College Street.
Uh-huh.
There's a parking, I don't know how to describe it, close to the General Bragg trailhead across the street from that.
You know, I've never
College
gone
Street.
To it from that direction. So
that's the official parking.
There's a great walkway that goes up to where the island is, and you can park right off of College Street in the Greenway parking lot if you want to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So easy to find from that
Absolutely.
Direction.
We've got some orange barrels. We don't allow cars to drive up there, so mm-hmm. people can look right across the street up the hill, and there's some orange barrels, and that's where you need to go, where we block cars from going. So
okay.
It's a good, safe place to come ride your bike, walk. I know my family and I go out there, and we run with our stroller and bike all the time. It's just such a pleasant place.
Yeah, bring the kids, because they will love it. Geese and ducks and also probably turtles, too.
You can see turtles sunning all the time, and then the waterfall, it's a really neat place, and a lot of people don't know about it.
It is beautiful over there. And that's starting tomorrow, and the official time is 11 until 1 if you want to be a part of that walking group and set out as your goal every day.
Yes, and you, if you can't
Are
make
Are you
going it,
to be there every day?
I'll be there every Wednesday. Now, we do have, on Tuesdays, we have another walking group.
Okay.
That's called the Walkie Talkies. And we will meet every Tuesday at 9 o'clock at Old Fort Park. And we'll go off in a different direction each week. And this is more of a leisurely stroll.
Mm-hmm.
and we'll walk about 30 minutes one way and 30 minutes back. And it's a good opportunity to meet new people, and we'll occasionally have surprise walkers, surprise guest walkers with us, and who may be able to talk about different topics.
Interesting. So we'll learn a little history while we're walking and talking.
Well, history, we may...
we'll sing have a song, of, who knows what.
We may tell jokes, yeah, it'll be a fun time.
Okay, that's every Tuesday, starting at 9 in the morning at the Old Fort Park. Where in the Old Fort Park should people meet?
We'll meet at Shelter 3.
Okay, Shelter 3. Alrighty. So circle that and make those plans. I tell you what let's do. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. As you can hear, a lot going on. Stay with us.
There's a full moon shining on a Carolina night. Driving my girl across the interstate line. Got a preacher waiting and it's how it's gonna be. This baby's got a hold on me. Gotta hold on. Gotta hold on me. Gotta hold on. Baby's got a hold on me.
GMS Truck Radio. FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11. The Good Neighbor Network is on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the Customer Relations Manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
Same folks on the service lane. We've got Albie Holt, who's been here, I think, 18 years now. Joe Ellis, who's been here 20 years. We've got salespeople who have been here for a long time. Most of the management's the same.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We're dealing with very heavy rush hour volume along Interstate 24 as you're making your way through Smyrna into Davidson County. So be careful out there on this Tuesday morning. Commute Murfreesboro Road. Stop and go through Smyrna and Laverne. All points of access to the interstate, especially there at Old Fort Parkway. Very busy at this time. Heads of hair salons, barbers, hair designers, and colorists for the entire family. 9 locations, sensibly priced for over 30 years. Go online, heads of haircuttingsalon.com. I'm Charlie Sonny, WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Well, plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today. A high temperature near 93 and a calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Faluper. Right now, it's 70.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, it's us again, Margaret.
And Tia with Michael's Painting. All of us hope you are having a great day so far. We just wanted to remind you that you can call my dad, Michael, with Michael's Painting at 542-1891 for all your painting. We paint residential, commercial, and interior and exterior.
We are a family-owned and operated business here in Rutherford County. So call my husband, Michael, and get your painting done. 542-1891.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Oh!
Welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, not too far away from Labor Day. Nikki Hensley's with us from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, the aquatics area. And you've got some big things happening on Labor Day, I understand.
We do. We have quite the celebration on Labor Day. September 5th, it's 2 Mondays from yesterday, I believe. We are going to be having a big open swim. It's our last hurrah for the year. It'll be from 10 a.m. until 4:30. And we're going to have music and fun and games and just a really good old time. The concession stands will be open and all their food will be available. We're going to have free water exercise demonstrations at 11 and at 2. They're each going to last 30 minutes. So if you've been kind of wondering what it was like to take a water aerobics class, we encourage you to come out and take that. Ooh. We also are going to be having games at the top of each hour. And the kids and some parents really enjoyed them. We have the best belly flop, the biggest splash, the smallest splash, just all different types of games. And it's really quite a crowd pleaser to watch those, especially the belly flops.
I've done a lot of those, not on purpose.
Unintentionally. And the prize for winning one of those contests is going to be a free slushie from the concession stands.
Oh, neat.
So it should be a good old time.
So that's September the 5th, from 10 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon.
Correct.
And this is what, is this the second year or the third year that the pool has been open, renovated pool?
It's the second year in the first full summer that we've been open. Last year we didn't open up until July, so...
And, of course, people have really loved it's a water park is what it really is.
Yes, it is. It's a water park at half the price.
How are people, what do they say when they come in there now? Have they given you comments?
Yes, they love it. We just hear praises all the time. It's, you know, it's wonderful. It's kid-friendly. Adults love it. Seniors love it. It has something for everybody.
And, Nate, I guess you've seen an increase in numbers of attendance.
Yeah, absolutely. I know at SportsCom they do such a good job, and it's always customer service. And the thing that we're proud of is that we've had this pool. We've over quadrupled, I guess, the number of daily visits to that pool, and we still have never had an accident, a serious injury over there, any type of drowning, and we're proud of that. Nikki does a great job training staff. The pool, we usually have about 14 lifeguards up at a time to make sure it's safe. And that's what we're proud of, and the numbers have been excellent for this summer. Yeah.
Nikki, tell us a little more about the water aerobics and who can benefit from those, and what people have said to you after they've gone through some of the classes.
Well, I taught water aerobics for many, many years, and I would often hear people saying they could tell a difference if they missed one day, because there are a lot of older people with joint issues or recovering from knee replacement or hip replacement would come in, and they especially could feel a difference if they didn't make it to one day. But it benefits everybody, absolutely. You know, pregnant people come in and it's a really good workout for them without getting their heart rate up too much or getting too hot. It's good for younger people. A lot of teachers like to come after school and come to the classes. It's great for absolutely everybody.
And is this something you can do all year around?
All year long. Right now we're doing it in the outdoor pool at SportsCom, but all year long in the indoor pool.
And so once you get involved in this, this is something you're going to want to continue doing because it feels good.
Absolutely, yes.
And one of the neat things about water exercise, Bart, is that you see people who might be confined to a wheelchair for reasons, or people who need walkers or canes, and they can get in the pool and they can actually walk and they can run and they can get range of motion back in their joints. And it's really neat to see how they can work their way out of the wheelchair, out mm-hmm. of the walker, and it's just a really neat process to
so
see.
So they actually are able to work out of that. If they felt like they've been confined to that,
circumstances, yeah, and they can get in there, and the key is getting in that water. They can use floats, and they can get range of motion back in their joints, back in their legs, and it's really such a neat thing to see, and that's why people are so addicted to it. And we got great numbers that come out during our rehab time, and it's just a great thing to see.
Now, I can understand how that would work with the outdoor pool, because you have that, what is it called,
a beach entry,
you just walk into it, mm-hmm. but it's not that way on the indoor pool, is it?
It is not, but we do have a ramp.
Oh, okay.
And we also have a chairlift that someone in a wheelchair could go up to and get in the chairlift, and it takes them right down into the water and brings them back out.
So no matter what time of the year, no matter what the temperature, you can do water aerobics.
And if people feel more comfortable with that beach entry, a lot of people are used to that. We do have that at Patterson Park.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we have water exercise classes Monday through Friday over there. It's great programs going on at both pools.
And so what is the price on something like that? Just a regular admission price? Or?
Yeah, we have all of our pass options, but if somebody wants to come in, just an adult wants to come in and take a class, it's $4 per day. Mm-hmm. If they're senior, it would be $3 a day.
And when you mentioned about the special passes, there may be some newcomers in town who don't realize that during the Christmas season, you really have a deal. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, we'll be taking that to our commission to get checked out, see if we can get approved again for, I think this is the fourth or fifth consecutive year we've done it, but we do a buy one, get one free special, and that is our absolute most popular time of year for pass buying. But what it is, if somebody wants to buy a year pass, they can get a year pass free, so they can basically get 2 years for the price of one, or they can buy a year and give a year to their spouse or a friend or something like that as a gift. Or you could buy 6 months and get 6 months free. It's a really very popular option that we have for both Patterson and Sportscom.
And does that include more than the water items?
That includes both facilities all over.
Everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So. We do it with our general and premium passes.
Great.
So but it only applies to... Right, yeah.
Whatever.
Absolutely. You can get great prices. So, you know, let's say just an adult wanted to get, you know, a month of passes just to try it out in December when we possibly do our buy one, get one free. If it gets approved, they can spend basically $25 for 2 months if they want to use the facility. So
what a great deal.
It's a pretty good deal, yeah.
So, Nikki, people need to certainly be there on the Labor Day, Monday, September the 5th from 10 to 4:30, and watch the water aerobics. Can they actually try it?
Yes.
See if it feels good?
Mm-hmm. We'll have all of our weights and noodles out there and two instructors. Okay. So, yeah, it should be a really good time for them.
So this is, you know, if you've been putting something like this off and you hear people talk about how great it makes you feel, maybe you've had problems with arthritis and you're just uncomfortable and you've tried everything, this might be the solution.
Absolutely. And this is, when you pay your price to get in, it's included in it. Mm-hmm. So it's no extra cost or anything to participate in that.
All righty. So circle that on your calendar, Labor Day, the pool party. And is that the official closing of the pool?
That is the official closing of the pool. This Friday is our official closing for the morning times. We've been allowing some kids to come and play in the zero entry and the lap lane area, and also to do lap swimming out there early in the morning. But Friday's our last day for that because college starts back.
Now, do you still have the sand volleyball pits and things of that sort? And are those popular still?
Oh, they're very popular. They're 100%.
I know Thomas Laird has organized some beach volleyball tournaments out there. It's been really neat. A lot of people go out there and play volleyball and then come over to the pool afterwards and cool off. It seems like a popular thing to do on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's hard to play sand volleyball, though.
Oh, I've never tried.
It's hard. I've tried a couple times. It's not playing on a gym floor.
Between you gives, below you gives way.
But it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like it. Now, another thing that's big this time of the year, we're moving into it anyway, is the soccer.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Siegel Soccer Park.
Yeah, I was out at Siegel Park the other day, and, the maintenance staff keeps that park pristine, and it looks great, and soccer's moving in, the grass is growing, and Thomas does a great job working with our soccer league and making sure we have plenty. I think last number I heard they had over like 1,600 players that are playing. It's just amazing. It's a very popular sport and very excited about it. But, you know, I don't know if people realize at Siegel we have, it's a community park as well. And we have several playgrounds and we've got a walking track around there. And it's a great place just to go hang out, even if you're not playing soccer. But the playgrounds are absolutely awesome.
And so that's another place to maybe you live near there and a great place to exercise. Yeah. You could do some serious walking there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a big, you know, we just recently, Jennifer Joins from Sportscom organized a 5K. It was a Runs with Scissors off-road 5K, and we had a good turnout for that. But like I said, it's just a great place to run. Another place, and running is growing more and more popular. I know as we move in, and part of that is due to the half marathon. It's really generated a lot of, you know, curiosity and see what people are doing all over. But you can barely run or drive anywhere this time of year, not see people out on the road just running away. So,
and of course, the half marathon is not that far away now either. And of course, it filled up in about 3 or 4 days.
So. Yeah, it was 11 days, but that was still fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd never seen anything fill so quickly. Yeah. Did that surprise you?
Well, we've been selling out every year, but it usually isn't until August. Mm-hmm. So when we sold out in 11 days, yes, that surprised us.
let you know how people really enjoy running. I mean, they just love it.
Yeah. It's become more and more popular. More people are able to do a half marathon than a full marathon. And mm-hmm. you get the same enjoyment when you cross the finish line. You've reached a goal, but it's not nearly as difficult as a full marathon.
Now, how many participants do you have for this year's?
We have 2,500 that have signed up.
That is big. Is that about as big as you can get? Or how? I mean, there's only so much room that the city streets can accommodate, I guess.
Our course is certified for up to 5,000. However, we've got to consider parking. We need to consider, well, how many things can our sponsors give us? You know, we can... If it gets too big, our sponsors may not be able to sponsor it. So there are a lot of things that we have to look at. We want it to be enjoyable for the people who do show up. And if it gets too big, you know, you don't want to have to worry about finding parking and the crowds.
You could do it like the old Field of Dreams movie, Build It and They Will Come. But that's really phenomenal. When is that half marathon again?
That's October 15th.
Okay, so you can be a spectator.
Oh, yes. The runners really appreciate the crowd support. And it starts at 7 in the morning, and the runners are usually off the roads by 10:30.
Okay. Need to be there, and that is a big event, October the 15th, the half marathon. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the weather, and we will be back. Nate, what will our subject be next?
Well, we've got a couple more things. I just want to talk about a really big kids event that's happening this weekend out at McKnight Park, our kids' triathlon.
Okay. And what else?
I know we've got stroller coasters.
Stroller coasters?
That's right, yeah. And Melinda's going to be talking about that.
Sounds pretty neat to me. We'll be back and continue that conversation. If you'd like to join us, we're going to open up the phone lines in a little bit. 893-1450. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
This is FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Weather Eye.
Well, plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today, a high temperature near 93, and a calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Andy Failuber. Right now, it's 70.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They have made me feel like I am truly someone to them, and that means a lot.
Stay independent at home, in charge.
I've never seen anything in my life that has been more outstanding than this company.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
We're Middle Tennessee's home for the Atlanta Braves. WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
We'll be right back. We're back again, talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Big event coming up this weekend, the Kids Triathlon.
A Kids Triathlon.
Now, when you think of kids, what age are you looking at?
We're doing 7 to 14.
Okay.
And we are so excited about it. This is the third year that we're having this Kids Triathlon. And Dr. Charlie Apigian is the race director for this, and we, as the Parks and Rec Department, sponsor this event, and we put a lot of work into it, and we're really excited about it. It's full. Registration is cut off, but I know a lot of people come out to SportsCom McKnight Park early on those days and walk their dog. They just need to be prepared for there's going to be traffic directors kind of send them in a different direction because we don't let any cars on the course. Mm-hmm. It's just a brief period of time when they're on their bicycles that we don't let them on the course. So we'll have to hold people off for just a little bit. So if people are planning on coming to walk their dogs or run at McKnight Park, they might think about coming and doing it, you know, really early that morning or wait till 8 o'clock and do it.
Because this is over by 8?
Yeah.
So this is a short
it's
event.
It's quick. And I heard, actually, Charlie on WGNS on Friday, I guess, talking mm-hmm. with Brian.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was just talking about you put so much work into it. It's 8 months worth of really hard planning, and then it's over just like that. And it's such a great event. And I guess you're hooked. Once you see, like Charlie says, once you see that first kid cross the line smiling, figuring out, you know, they just did their first triathlon. It's worth all of it.
And it opens the door for future triathlons for them, future exciting events for them.
It opens up a lot of things. It opens up some clubs that we're going to get going as far as some running clubs, just getting kids. The goal of this triathlon is to get kids active and involved in just moving. And mm-hmm. that's what it does. It helps, you know, we've had over 200 participants every year, and we've had everybody in the triathlon complete the thing. We've never had anybody not finish, and that's just a great thing to say, I think.
And just like Melinda said with the half marathon, it's the people who are there encouraging the participants that really helps make it a big event.
And that's what else I want to say. It's really neat, and there's a lot of parents, but we can always use more people just to come see what's going on. If kids kind of found out about it and they're questioning if they wanted to do it, maybe not, you know, bring them out this year and let them see it's free. You can watch the whole thing, and it's really a good event and a great opportunity for kids. And what we want to do is we have three events throughout the year. We have a duathlon, a half 5K, and a 5K, then our triathlon. This is kind of our capstone event for the mm-hmm. year, and it's big, and we're really excited about it. But it, like I said, it provides an opportunity for kids, local kids, to get out and get moving.
Nate, what time should people get there if they want to witness the whole thing?
If they want to watch the whole thing, they'd probably need to get there about 6:45, and then they can park and then come watch it. And athletes will be getting there pretty early, get their bikes set up, their transition areas. And I know the Parks and Rec Department's really excited about this event. It's something that we've never been able to do, but with this partnership, with this group, we can pull this off and provide just a great opportunity.
Now, when we're seeing triathlon, what is it, bike? Swim and run?
Yeah, it's a swim, bike, and then they finish off with a run.
Oh, okay.
And it's competitively timed, and we put results out. And, you know, one of the most unique things about this Kids Triathlon is that we give out 60 awards for this for only 250 participants, and that's quite a bit. We do first-time awards. We do kids who have done all three events for this year awards. We do a lot of awards, and what we want to do is encourage everybody to keep it up, keep going, and enjoy what the road has to offer when you can run, bike, and then get in the pool and swim.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And that is for this weekend, the Kids Triathlon. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
You were talking about the bicentennial. We were trying to think, what was it that we had at the James K. Polk before they tore it down? You know, the ladies had on their gowns, we all had on our tux, and they closed the street off for dancing. Seemed like that was the bicentennial.
I'm sure it was not the bicentennial, but now the James K. Polk was torn down, I've forgotten what year, but we had the state's Well, no, I guess the United States.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure. I've been talking. It's funny. I was talking to Greg Tucker, who's a local historian, mm-hmm. about the James K. Polk Hotel, and I'm not sure about that specifically, but, you know, we're looking for people's stories. If they have stories, we want them to document those and get in touch with our department, and we're going to have opportunities for people to get those on video. We're going to have opportunities to get those down in audio. We'd love to hear any stories people have to have, especially of historical buildings like that.
And so you're saying that there was an event that was held at the James K. Polk Hotel.
That's right.
That had a dance.
They blocked the street off. We had dancing in the street. It was just a beautiful occasion.
Was it a good time?
Pardon?
Was it a good time? Did you enjoy it?
I'm sorry?
Were you in attendance there?
Oh, yes. There was entertainment. Sarah King was up on the balcony singing the national anthem. It was just a very big formal occasion. The ladies had on their long gowns. We had on our tucks. The only thing, it started raining, and it got pretty slick in there on the floor of the James K. Polk.
Huh.
But it was a beautiful occasion, and it's going to be hard to top it.
Melinda Tate has a question for you.
But do you remember what year? Because we know Tennessee had their bicentennial in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
So was it?
That's possibly what it was.
Yeah.
I don't remember any state dignitaries being there, but Murfreesboro just put on a huge party. I don't know if the liquor stores provided it, but there was champagne flowing all night.
I'm trying to figure out what year the James K. Polk was torn down. I have not found that information. Maybe somebody listening will have that for us.
Yeah, I'm sure there's other people that remember that, but it was really a nice occasion, and I don't know of anything that you could do that would top it.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling
and sharing that.
Thank you.
893-1450 is our number. Does anyone remember what year the James K. Polk Hotel was torn down? And it might have been here in 76. I'm not really sure. 893-1450 is our phone number. And let's see, there's another event we need to touch on, and that's the stroller coaster. What is that?
Well, it's basically for parents or caregivers who have a child in a stroller. Every Thursday between September 1st and the middle of November, we will meet at 9 o'clock at different spots along the Greenway, and we'll walk for about an hour, and then we'll let the kids out and let them play. And the first one is September 1st at the General Bragg Trailhead. And in the past, we've had participants say it was a great way to meet new people in town. And they would compare child raising notes and share coupons. It's just a good way to interact with other parents and the children.
That sounds really neat. And this is a stroller coaster. You can interact with other parents, share ideas, and have some fun doing all of that. Sounds pretty neat. And is there a charge involved in that?
No, there's no charge. And we just meet every Thursday. You don't have to register. Just show up on Thursday. The first one is at the General Bragg Trailhead, September 1st.
Okay.
9 o'clock.
9 a.m. Thursday, September the 1st. All righty. Jenny, you had some items about things coming up soon.
Yes, well, our Fall Rec Connection, which is September through November, is now available. We have it in all our facilities. We'll have it at different locations throughout the town, like the police department, the libraries, city hall. So you can look for our Rec Connection, or you can go to one of our facilities and pick them up, and it'll have the details like stroller coasters, where they meet each Thursday. Fall also starts our homeschool PE programs, all our toddler preschool programs, our aerobics classes, all our special events, so you really want to get a Rec Connection so you can plan out your next 3 months, especially October. October seems like it's far away, but we have something every weekend, from our Barfield Bash to the half marathon to our harvest days, tree planting, the bicentennial kickoff. So all that stuff is in the Rec Connection. And if you'd also like, you can go to our website at www.murfreesborotn.gov/parks. And on our homepage, we'll have the Fall Rec Connection where they can download it as well. So they don't need to go and find one. They can just go to the website as well. And that has all our programs and all the details. There's a lot going on. You don't want to miss out on anything.
Very definitely.
You know, Bart, Becky does a great job getting all the information out, and the rec connections look great. And something else we're doing, we're utilizing the city's Facebook page and getting information out through that. So, no, I don't know if anybody has ever heard of Facebook. I'm joking with you. Everybody's on Facebook, but it's a new job. But, you know, Becky's doing a great job, and the rec connections look great. And it's like she said, it's a great way to plan for your next 3 months.
Sorry about that, Becky. I had, for some reason, I gave you the wrong name. This is Becky Johnson.
Yes, that's fine. I went with it.
And people need to get these rec connections.
Yes.
And they're free.
Yes, yes. So, and if you join the City of Murfreesboro, if you become their friend on Facebook, later this week I'm also going to put the rec connection on Facebook. So
okay.
They can friend the City of Murfreesboro. It has all the information for the city, but Parks and Rec puts lots of little tidbits on Facebook. We put some blurbs, tell you the big things that are coming up, or, you know, if there's a football game tonight and it rains for our youth football league, I might put that on Facebook.
Instant information.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So Facebook's going to be a great tool for the city and for Parks and Rec. So people who are on Facebook, please become a friend of the city.
And it's easy to do, I would imagine.
Oh, yes.
Okay, not too complicated.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so for more information, get with Becky Johnson, and what office should they check with you at?
They can call me at 893-2141.
All righty. Becky Johnson has the information for you dealing with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. We have about a minute left in the program, and any final things that we should sort of emphasize?
Well, I'd like to emphasize, again, we want to encourage people to come out October 17th for Bicentennial Kickoff Celebration, but not only that, but people to take this opportunity throughout this year to really, you know, I guess pay tribute to the, you know, this great community that we live in, and we want to see people doing events, and we just want to know about them. So if people want event forms for the Bicentennial, they can call our main office, and we'll be happy to get one to you. And again, we just want to make that documented, and it can kind of be put away in books of history for the city.
October the 17th, 11:30 until 1 on the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza. Don't miss that. That's the kickoff to our city bicentennial. And just all sorts of things going on all around the community. You need to get one of Becky's rec connections, and then you'll be in the know about other activities that you'll want your family to be a part of. And our hats off to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department for all that they do in our community. Nate Williams, Melinda Tate, Nikki Hensley, Becky Johnson, all with us today right here on WGNS, and just giving us information that is so important for us all to enjoy dealing with the city of Murfreesboro. Tomorrow at this time, City Manager Rob Lyons will be with us. We'll be talking again about the city of Murfreesboro. Hey, you have a super day, and keep that smile on your face.